Hey, you guys, welcome to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. This week, we have a really great episode because I feel like this is what you're going to be listening to when you're going out for a run, you're going out for a walk, you're cleaning your house. Like, put the headset on, listen to this over and over again because I want you to get out of your head that all the good ones are taken, that there's no one in your area that you like. You can never find anyone attractive. You don't have a lot of chemistry with a lot of people. Like, we need to completely get that out of our system, out of our minds, out of our heads. I know it's so easy just to go there because you're basing it on your assumptions or you're basing it on your like limiting beliefs, right? You're basing it on just what you have probably been through and seen. And in some way, it makes you feel good to kind of go there, right? You kind of feel like the victim. And this is not what this is about. I want you to feel empowered. I want you to work on yourself. I want you to know that everything that you actually want, that you're going to get, that you're going to find someone that you are attracted to physically, emotionally, mentally, like all the things. Because here's the thing, everything that you want, it's not going to show up in your life if you literally think it's not going to happen, or you're never going to meet anyone, or there's no one here. Like, we need to really switch that kind of mindset. So I'm not just about positive thinking. I'm about being actually realistic and knowing realistically that what you're saying doesn't make any sense at all. So like, let's be honest with each other for a second. What you are telling yourself every single day is not real. It's not actually true. It might feel real because maybe your past experiences have been a little rocky, a little crappy. Maybe you haven't met that person yet. Clearly, that's why you're here. But that doesn't mean that the person just isn't out there. It doesn't mean that you're not going to meet the person. It doesn't mean that all the good ones are taken. It doesn't mean that you'll never find anyone that you're attracted to. Like, we need to completely get that stuff out of our mindset. We need to start really having this like deep inner belief that what you want is actually coming to you, that you are going to meet someone. So for me, I had to look at it this way. I just be very honest with myself and say, look, I'm either going to repeat the things that are going to make me feel empowered and confident and sure of myself, or I'm going to repeat the things that are just going to continuously make me feel like shit. I mean, really, it comes down to those are your options. You're either going to feel like shit, or you're going to start to feel confident and empowered. And the only way you can feel any one of those things is going to be from the story that you keep repeating. That's it. I had to own that. And I still have to own it because it's not just about meeting someone. It's about whatever it is that you actually want for yourself. And I think sometimes we get defeated when what we want for ourselves isn't happening when we want it to happen. There are plenty of things right now. So the relationship for me, okay, yeah, that box is checked off, right? I've been with someone for 6 years. I was divorced. I was single for 4 years. No one was in my radar for those 4 years. And on some levels, I was really okay with that. I really didn't even have the time or energy for it at the time. And then, of course, as you guys probably know the story, as Ryan started getting a little older, I started having more time to put myself out there and all those things. But I had to let go of the stories and the beliefs that I was carrying around. And to be honest, this actually wasn't something that I really struggled with. Truthfully, it really wasn't, because I think I was so angry from what I went through and all the disappointments that I had, that I felt like life, God, the universe, whatever, I felt like life owed me a win. I was like, okay, I've been through hell and back. I'm tired of this shit now. Like, I deserve what I deserve. Like, I'm going to get this. Like, it became like a mission for me. And I knew, I was like, there's no way in hell. First off, I really didn't have the belief of like, oh, all the good ones are taken, or I didn't struggle with those things because I don't know. I think a part of me just realistically knew that that didn't make any sense at all. But it was about wanting something and it not happening when I wanted it to happen. And I think that's really when the fear starts to settle in for a lot of us, when it's not happening as quickly as we want it to, and we're working really hard, we're putting ourselves out there, and we're just kind of getting disappointment after disappointment. It can start to chip away at your belief, right? And that sense of self-worth. And that's really when you kind of have to dip in even harder into knowing and believing, right? And that's where you start like repeating affirmations and repeating what you want to have happen and not what you don't want to have happen. So that's, and of course, a big part was me learning about law of attraction and understanding, just how this shit actually works. So when I started learning it, I just started taking it very seriously, where I was like, look, I'm not going to keep repeating any shit that's going to make me feel like crap, that's going to make me feel like this isn't going to happen. I'm owed a win here. I've been through hell and back, as have you. You've had disappointments, you've had letdowns, and now this is your time. So if this is your time, then why the hell are we going to feed ourselves stories that are going to make us feel like what we want is not going to happen? Like, no, like that's not an option anymore. So all I needed to hear was that. And sometimes I needed to hear it every single day. Sometimes I needed to hear someone telling me constantly all the time, cut the shit, right? Like, hold yourself accountable. Stop feeding yourself the stories that are making you feel like crap. And that's really all it really takes sometimes, is just that little swift kick in the ass to say, okay, I need to get myself in shape here. I need to start being more consciously aware of what I'm thinking. I need to stop feeding all of the worries and the insecurities that I have. It's really about like a perception challenge. Like, are we going to keep falling into the trap of thinking that all the good people are already spoken for, and that, you know, social media just portrays all of these like amazing relationship goals and everything. And then, oh, look at me, I'm single and depressed and I have no one. Or am I going to start remembering that everything that I'm seeing is just basically triggering my own fears and insecurities? And the minute I get triggered, I can actually handle this differently, so it's something that doesn't actually trigger me anymore. Whatever your triggers are, whether you're dealing with someone who's narcissistic and they're triggering you, whether you're dealing with social media and friends and maybe you're the only single one. Hell, I was the only divorced one in my group. Everyone else, we were all just got married. We were all just starting to have kids, and then boom, Steph gets divorced. Like, what the hell? So I'm like, okay, now I'm the only divorced one at the weddings, at the functions, at the parties, you know, all of that stuff, while everyone's just carrying on with their merry old life. And it's easy to fall trap or to fall victim into that trap of thinking where this is going to stay like this forever. And I'm not downplaying how we feel. Because to be honest, being the single one in the group of married friends that were, you know, we're all starting our families and stuff, sucked. It hurt like hell. It's not fun. There was some ugly, ugly ass cries that I did. There was times of just, you know, getting brought down to my knees. Like, why is this happening to me? Those are normal things that you're going to go through because you're dealing with disappointment and frustration. So I'm not going to say don't have those moments. And I don't want you to feel bad about yourself when you actually are having those moments, because those moments are real. And those moments are part of you overcoming, because you have to get brought down to your knees in order for you to really tap into faith and challenge those perceptions that you're having that you're the victim, or that this is going to stay like this forever. Yes, it sucks that we have to go through those things. I wouldn't have wanted to go through any of that. But I was there. I couldn't deny that I was there. So I had to feel what I needed to feel. I had to wipe the tears, and then I had to make sure that I was challenging those assumptions so those kind of thoughts didn't keep me trapped. Because it's very easy to get trapped. It's very easy to stay in that negative cycle. It's not hard to feel like this is never going to happen for me. This is the worst possible thing that's ever happened to me, and I'm going to stay like this forever. That's, at some point, you take responsibility for the fact that if I go there, I am choosing to go there. Now, we may go there out of frustration or anger, absolutely. But there's a difference between feeling anger, frustration, sadness, whatever, and going there and then staying there. And you know that difference. And I know that if you're listening to this, you are that person that's going to say, all right, I'm going to own it. I'm going to own it. I can't keep playing this game over and over again. I'm actually causing myself pain now. I'm actually the one that's making myself feel like shit and feeling like nothing else is going to actually come. Nothing's going to come out of this. Nothing good is going to happen. I'm going to stay like this forever. I know that you know that that makes no sense whatsoever. I know you know that that's not going to happen. It's just a fear that you have. And it's something that we get stuck in. It's something that we can feed over and over again. And then it starts trickling into, you know, all areas of our life, where it's not just about finding someone. Now it's about going after the job that we want. Now it's about making the kind of money that we want. Now it's about having just a nice day. Now it's about, oh, what if I didn't have kids until I was 36? You know, it's always going to be a story. So understanding this skill of like, look, I'm going to start really challenging all this shit, because this shit is not going to affect me any longer. I'm going to start feeling empowered. I'm going to start feeling confident. I'm going to start feeling like I actually deserve the things that I want. And even though they're not happening right now, they're going to happen. So it's not even a question. I just have to sit and wait. And the waiting is the hardest part. You guys know, because when we want something, we want it right now. We don't want to wait for it. We don't want to have to do the work in that waiting period to help soothe us, to help keep reinforcing that something's going to happen. That is the most difficult part, but it's a serious skill that you learn. And once you learn it, then you start implementing it in other areas of your life. You start focusing on not fixating on the scarcity of life, but you start fixating on the possibilities and what could actually happen in your life, or the things that will happen in your life. You know, sometimes you kind of have to expand your way of thinking. And what I mean by that is sometimes the feelings, or the feeling of like limited options and how that starts to kind of arise inside of you, it causes us to stay stuck in this like familiarity of life. And this is what I mean. If you have been just doing online dating and you're putting so much emphasis on online dating and you're just not meeting anyone yet, the reason why you're starting to get frustrated is because you feel like it should be, or it's going to be, online dating. And it may be you bumping into someone in Starbucks. It may be someone introducing you to someone else. It could be someone that you work with. It could be whoever. I mean, you just don't know. So because you're starting to get very comfortable in a certain way of getting this outcome, you can start to feel really defeated. So it is about expanding, you know, new activities, new clubs or things that you join. It's about maybe exploring online dating if you never have. It's about getting out of your comfort zone to actually build new connections. It's about being confident in yourself and being happy regardless of having a date or having anyone in your life. It's about smiling more. It's about having that attractive energy that this person is going to see in you and be so attracted to you. So, you know, the saying, like, be who you need to be in order to attract that person and all that kind of shit. This is what I'm talking about. Like, let's start walking around with a smile on our face and let's not fake it. Let's, you know, honestly have a good day, regardless of what's happening in our lives. Like, how do we kind of switch that lack mentality of like, oh, look, I'm looking at all these couples walking around in the city and I'm by myself. And how can we just smile and say, I'm by myself and I'm having a great day and I'm my own best friend. And look at them. I'm actually really happy for them. And I'm getting mine too soon. And it's going to feel absolutely amazing. Like, we need to switch our thinking and our mindset to be attractive, to be good energy, because what you're looking for in a partner, you need to become. So if you want to feel so amazing around this person because they're great energy and they're, you know, healthy and optimistic and they're just like a good person, a good soul, like, let's start being that person. Let's stop killing all of our dreams just because we've been unconsciously feeding this like negative cycle of lack and fear and that shit's not going to happen anymore. We're going to stop it right now. For me, all I needed, I'm telling you, all I needed was just those swift little mini kicks in the ass. And feeding my mind was incredibly important. And I tell you guys this, and I've said it for years, like, you have to feed your mind every single day, because if you don't, your mind's going to default back to old ways. That's it. It's just how your physical body works as well. If you're not working out, then the muscle's going to get soft and you're going to go back to wanting to eat like shit because you're starting to feel like shit. The mind is exactly the same way. And so understanding that regardless of what you're going through, whether it's a divorce, whether it's a breakup, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are in life. This is a skill that you need to implement regardless of what's going on in life and regardless of what you're trying to get out of life. It is about practicing it. Some years you're going to practice it a lot. Some years, maybe not at all. So look, today I wanted to do this quick little podcast because I want it to be something that you can just listen to over and over again. I don't want to be long-winded. I don't want to give you too much fluffy information. Like, let's get to the freaking point. Today, stop replaying the stories that this is not going to happen for you. start. Sometimes, you know, change actually happens from obviously hitting enough pain, but it can also happen from anger. Like when you get really angry and frustrated by something, instead of letting that anger kind of take over and take you down a rabbit hole and be something that actually hurts you, like use it to your benefit. Like anger is something that can really jolt you and push you to want to change something that you're doing that isn't working anymore. Like it's not helping. So let's start thinking about the things that we need to be doing every single day that's going to help us to not just like achieve a goal or get something, but to just feel good. I mean, at the end of the day, we're just trying to feel good every single day. And you are responsible for that. Regardless of what happens to you, regardless of who does what, who says what, you are responsible for that. Understanding the balance between your emotional self, your logical self, like learning how to parent yourself, like those things are impactful in your life. Those are things that are going to help you to be your healthiest so you can attract this person into your life. And also, so when you are dating, you'll be able to spot unhealthy, you know, toxic behavior really easily. And it's not going to even be something that you're even going to be attracted to. That's the best part. When you get to the place where you're like, okay, I know exactly who I am. I know exactly what I want. And I'm not even attracted to that like stuff that I used to be attracted to. Like, no, I don't even want any of it. This is exactly what I want and I'm getting it. It's just a matter of waiting. And in the midst of waiting, I'm going to have a good old time because what else is there? I'm going to have a crappy time waiting just because it's not happening yet. Like, no, that's not an option. So I hope this gave you some motivation. Listen to it as many times as you need when you need the reminder to not play those stories, to not be the victim, to remember that this is actually going to happen for you because it is. And let's start actually enjoying our lives. All right, you guys, I will see you in the next episode. If you are interested in taking any of my courses, I always link everything down below. We're offering memberships now on YouTube and Facebook. We have a Facebook community page, which I'm really excited for because I'm telling you, I wish I would have had just some people to like talk to when I was going through my stuff. Not even just like dealing with anyone who's difficult or toxic, but just even getting in the car and going on my first date. I remember literally being in the back of the Uber thinking, God, I wish I could text someone that understood what I'm feeling, because it wasn't about going on the first date. It was about going on the first date after a divorce. And I didn't know anyone in my life that had gone through that. And so really building a community of people that have gone through similar experiences is so important for me, because that's something that I know that I desperately needed when I was going through my stuff. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Comment down below. I will see you in the next episode.